All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I was talking about the recession that's coming. And it doesn't matter whether it's Joe Biden, whether it's Donald Trump, whoever it is, it doesn't matter whether they're Democrats or Republicans. We're headed towards some difficult, difficult days. No question whatsoever. Massive layoffs hit one of the top U.S. aluminum plants, halting operations. One of the U.S. top aluminum manufacturing plants has made massive cutbacks to its workforce, putting a halt to all operations for at least 9 months, citing an unprecedented rise in global energy prices. Century Aluminum in Kentucky announced they will be laying off 628 smelters, Hallsville smelter employees starting August 5th. In fact, mass layoffs are happening nationwide as fears of an economic downturn continue to escalate. It added that in order to pause their operations for such a lengthy period, the layoff of the 628 Hallsville smelter employees would need to take place. The 628 employees also included 504 employees represented by the United Steel, Paper, and Forestry, Rubber, Manufacturing, Energy, Allied Industrial Service Workers Union, and American Federation of Labor Congress of Industrial Organizations, the letter slated. Now, let me back that up with this. Our economic house is on fire. One of the reasons we are seeing higher prices is market concentration. The baby formula situation is one of the examples where we have a small handful of companies that are really serving the market. And so at the root of all of the increased prices and all of those things is something that is counter to what America is supposed to be. You know, capitalism is supposed to represent competition. That's what I always thought. That's what I always read. That's what the understanding of it is, that the more competition you have, the better prices people are going to receive, and the more that competition interacts with one another, the better it'll be for the American people. I always thought that's what capitalism was. Competition between the businesses. But then how do we get to a point where there's so many, there's only a handful of companies in many sectors because they've been forced, competition has been taken out of the equation. How did that happen? How did we get to a point where our elected officials allowed individual corporations to buy up all the competition? You know, that's what we've been dealing with in this country for a long time now. And we don't think about it. We don't give it a second thought until recessions come into being, where now you start looking at things and you say, as this article is talking about, it's talking about the baby formula situation where there used to be hundreds of those companies. And now there's only a handful of them. How did that happen in a capitalistic society? You got to ask those questions, because it didn't happen by osmosis. It happened under the edict of people whose jobs it is to look at those things and make sure those things don't happen. You know, I mean, that's the whole purpose of the way our government is situated and set up. We always talk about the founding fathers and what the nation was. We need to talk about what it is. And what it is a far cry from what it was, even in my lifetime. And so they've allowed corporations to cannibalize other corporations. So the prices can be, can rise on the American people. The what's in the best interest of you and I is no longer at the front of the line when it comes to what's taking place in this country. It is, we don't even matter, you know. It's the major corporations, as Tom and others always talk about, that own our elected officials, you know. And we're gonna delve a little deeper into this. So if this is something that you're bored with, I'm sorry, but I got to continue it. Who do we have online?
Up first, we have Ron from Milwaukee.
Hey, Ron, how you doing, man? Thank you very much for the call.
Good morning. Well, you're right. Economics is supposedly called the dismal science because it's so boring and tedious and mathematical. But the fact is, we understand very well through conventional and progressive economic theories what's going on, which happened once before. The United States had relatively unregulated business growth in the 1800s, the late 1800s. And that led to, Standard Oil Company running oil production and J.P. Morgan running all the banks and these guys and the railroads. And when they amass too much power, they can start telling government what to do because politicians rely on campaign contributions. That is, and other kinds of special interest enabling, you know, putting money into institutes that try to educate people to the way these capitalists think.
Hey Ron, do you think that the American people understand, the majority of us, what you just said? And I'm not saying that they're not smart enough to know, but they're just not. That just doesn't interest us.
Well, I think the devil is in the details. If you don't understand how we got here and what's going on that allows this to go on, get worse, then you're part of the problem. You know, I mean, you're going to repeat history, and history led us to several great recessions in the early 1900s and the Great Depression that lasted for like 25 years.
Right.
And people don't get that. So I do think we're going back there, and the underlying reason is for the last 30 or 40 years, we've had governments, largely Republican, but there were some, Yellow Dog Democrats as well, moderate or conservative Democrats, who were all in favor of deregulation. And that was, that was beginning in the Reagan era. Let's deregulate. Let's untether business, and the profits will trickle down to all of you. And we have to give businesses tax cuts. Right now, everybody's complaining about gasoline prices. Well, you've got to remember, the federal government gives billions and billions of dollars, more than a trillion in the last two decades.
To those companies.
To the oil industry.
Yes.
They're highly profitable, but we subsidize them. Now give me an example of another business that's highly profitable, but we give them billions of dollars because why? You know, because they've got the power to ask for it. You know? And President, you're right on when you say presidents doesn't matter party affiliation, have no power to regulate gasoline prices, except at the margins. Biden is asking for this sales tax holiday for 3 months, which would cost the government $10 billion, which is chump change now, and Republicans are against it. But, you know, the reality is that's about all. He can release a little bit of oil from the Strategic Oil Reserve. He can try to get that done, which has been done in the past. Richard Nixon, that conservative Republican, had this very problem with galloping inflation, and he decided the way to fix it was to impose wage and price controls. Do you remember that era?
Yes, absolutely.
It led to hyperinflation. It was horrible because you immediately, as soon as you put a cap on things, it causes a recession, and it got rid of inflation, but it cost the country financially. You know, all sorts of little people got hurt as a result of that. So, yeah, presidents can take action, but it's like going nuclear, and you're going to cause massive damage in order to fix this problem. But we wouldn't be here if the Fed and the Congress and the people that elect them were paying attention over the years to the directions we were taking and deregulating these industries.
You know, Ron, man, it is so good to hear you, because I know that what I'm talking about is true. And I know that there are people who are going to be hurt, right? They don't even know it's coming. And to me, the people who can least afford to have this happen aren't aware of it. They can't weather the storm. You know what I mean, Ron? That's what's... Hey, Ron, hang on hang on a second if you can. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.